producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Ah, we must have a Star Wars reference, don't we, Dr. Kirby?
Right.
Surprise. Please go on.
Okay, so you create these little forms that the amount of time they're going to stay coherent is going to depend on the emotional intensity and the amount of energy you put into them. That's why people create them with meditation. You know, you keep focused on the same thing. You create a pattern that's coherent that will continue to exist when you turn your attention elsewhere.
Right.
But they're not living things.
Buddhism.
Yeah, exactly. They're not living things, though. I mean, you just basically you've created a toy that can run some programming. They also are changing the event patterns around them. That's the way it's done. They have astral mass, for lack of a better word, and they cause curvatures in the underlying event structures around people. Now, again, mostly they are ways of steering yourself through probability. You know, they're not, you know, for going out and altering anybody else's external reality. The thing is, we don't exist on just one probability, though. You know, we exist on a range of them. So, you know, you exist on a range of possible probabilities right now. And you're steering this mass because you, too, are a thought form, you know, through probability. So thought forms can be used as a way to focus your attention to steer through probability. That's that 3 to 6% change. They are not dangerous. The other thing is it's not a skill. Everybody does this normally. Every thought you have, every feeling you have, creates one of these temporary forms. It may only last a fraction of a second as part of your train of thought, or if it's one of your major life issues, it may be a solid thing in your aura people can detect. Whether or not any of this is actually real, like, you know, if a conservative scientist is looking about it, is actually irrelevant, because if you use the model, it works. So if you want to use TOPA to create localized synchronistic events based on the color and mental form of the TOPA you've created, it will work. It doesn't necessarily mean there's a real TOPA there or that this philosophy is, you know, what's going on. It does mean, like our ancient folks that used to use the stars to know when to plant their crops, that the explanation is good enough. Now, I have no doubt that in decades to come, they're going to look at this model and go, well, yeah, that was cute. It's like mythology. It's like, you know, our ancestors believing the world was flat and under a dome. Well, that's not a stupid thing to believe, because if you walk outside and look around, it's a circle. And if you look at the sky, it looks like a dome. So, you know, close enough. My thing is, people should, you know, if they're interested in this, is, you know, buy the book or just use the reflective exercises and do it yourself. You know, this is not a spiritually advanced practice. This is not something that requires psychic talents or powers. Everybody does this normally. It's just that we've been taught not to pay attention to it. The problem is, once people pay attention to it and it shows up gangbusters, it completely blows their conception of the solidity of their reality out of the water. And what it necessitates is they understand who they are, what they think, how they rationalize things, you know, and what they project onto other people, so that, you know, you can eventually comfortably live in a world where yours and the meanings of other people's events are synchronistically obvious all around you all the time.
Well,
you know, I've had many clients where, you know, as you're talking to them, you know, they're not aware of synchronistic events, but as you're talking to them, you can see the events being altered around them. You know, the environment's talking to you about, you know, the issues they had with their family of origin. And the information is usually correct, you know, but it's not unusual. I mean, one of the amazing things to me is people talk about supernatural. No, there's no supernatural. There's just natural. That's all there is. There are phenomena that don't have a good explanation yet, and maybe the explanation you come in with is not correct, but it doesn't mean there's something like, you know, eerie ooh ah, ah about it. For instance, people see UFOs. I believe people see UFOs. They're unidentified flying objects. What are they? They're unidentified. You know? And if you can take that attitude, then it's like you don't have to discount anybody else's experience.
Well,
people's experiences are generally real.
What do you think they are? Are we talking about nuts and bolts, physical craft? Or are we talking about, you know, manifested psychisms? Are we talking about inadvertent collective tulpas? Are we talking about aliens from Zeta Reticuli? What are we looking at?
You know, my opinion is we have a combination is that we do it. Okay, the manifestation part, okay, is us. That's tulpas, okay? That's for sure.
So are UFOs then tulpas?
I think they are. Well, here's my logic. Okay, yeah, I'm not talking, I don't have like, you know, a gray-headed alien in my closet, like, give me information. But here is what I think.
Well, you're not cool.
I'm sorry. You know, I like the movie, but, you know, I couldn't get past that. But I do believe this. This is the most likely scenario. I'm looking at where our technology is likely to be headed within 200 years. Okay? We are already talking about building computers that use time loops so that infinitely complex problems can be solved instantaneously. Okay? We're already, like, see, on quantum levels, we have quantum computers that use the separation process already. Okay, we're already got this.
Yeah, who knows what the DOD has devised?
Right. Well, the thing is, ultimately, we're going to not want to be limited by physical reality. We're going to want to have a consciousness that when we don't grow old and die, we don't have the limits of physical body, we can design the environment to be anything we want, and we can design ourselves instantaneously to be anything we want. Now, if you can cross into stellar space, okay, you have an unlimited energy supply. And if you're only a few hundred years out from where we are, okay, I believe you're not physical anymore. Now, this is where, in my personal mythology, spirituality and physics merges. I think maybe, just maybe, everybody's been talking about angels and divas and all this stuff for, you know, thousands of years. I think this is advanced technology. I think nature itself and consciousness itself is technology that we're just slowly catching on to. So, you know, when I see a UFO, it's like, why in all creation would anybody bother crossing space with a physical form? You know, and have to put up with all, you know, the energy requirements and the time dilation, all that. You know, I think that, you know, all of our spiritual disciplines that, you know, talk about levels of consciousness and, you know, heavens and all this mythology, I think these are just little clues into the natural technology of the universe that's always been there, you know, and that we are slowly catching on to. And synchronicity is a small part of this. You know, this is not magic, although it does explain almost all of magic in human history. This is a little toehold into another form of technology that involves consciousness as well as manifestation in the external world.
Well, you know, let's tackle a couple of questions here. I you know, you brought up some very, very intriguing points. I hear a lot of kind of focus on the individual role, kind of like, you know, focusing on a single synapse in a brain and giving it maybe a little bit more I don't know, sort of creative credit than is due, because I've always had a sense that we're dealing with something that is highly connected and is connected, you know, like in a holographic sense, with intricate order within the piece is a reflection of the whole, and that combined with, you know, some fairly obtuse quantum physics sort of rationale, there is an interconnectedness between matter and energy.
Let's do our break here, Chris.
Okay.
More to come. Two more segments with Dr. Kirby Surprise. It gets more fascinating by the moment. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, ancient aliens, archaeological mysteries, ghost hunting, Atlantis, and any other paranormal topic as we are, be sure to check out apmagazine.info each month. Since 1985, it has presented the latest research by top researchers like Andrew Collins, Brad Steiger, and many others, and contains interviews with such leading personalities as Jacques Vallée. Click on one of their banners and check out apmagazine.info. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Dr. Kirby Surprise with Gene and Chris, and Chris was starting a discussion. Please continue.
I was. And, my whole thing is, there seems to be an interrelationship between meaningful coincidences or synchronicities. And I have a question that really gets back, kind of reminding people what the definition is. you know, this is something, you know, it's like the one or the many. It's like the piece of the hologram versus, you know, the entire hologram being contained in a less, you know, defined way, but within that piece. And that kind of leads me to a question by Joey K22, who's been a longtime member of the Paracast since 7 years, but, you know, again, with only 40 posts, you're bringing out some of our lurkers, which is great. And Joey K22 was wondering what your most amazing cases of synchronicity or coincidence are, and what your, obviously, what your explanations are you've been talking about. But then Polterwurst also has a question. And he says, are there no real improbable and meaningless coincidences in nature, like Einstein thought that there was no real randomness? And you understand why I've sort of put those two questions together. You know, are we talking about something that is always organized? And how do you draw the line between, you know, meaningful coincidence and just mundane coincidence?
Yeah, there's mundane coincidences all over the place. I mean, it's a matter of synchronicity in particular is a meaningful coincidence, which means that there's some mental activity on our part that assigns it as meaning. Now, the Einstein quote is misunderstood. Einstein was responding to the particular problem in quantum physics of, you know, whether a particle is at a single location or a universal location and how it jumps back and forth. That quote is misunderstood all over the place. I would like to get back to a very specific thing about the work I've done with synchronicity, which is, you know, there's this old joke about a drunk. This guy sees him like in an alley searching under a street lamp on his hands and knees. And the guy goes, well, what are you doing? He goes, I'm looking for my car keys. He goes, well, where'd you leave them? And he points down this dark alley and he goes, well, why are you searching over here? And the guy goes, well, because this is where the light is. This is my book, okay? I am focusing on a very, very tiny aspect of the universe, which is the 3-5% that we can consciously use to create synchronistic events and what they're good for. You know, I don't have a clue about the non-material, unobservable, spiritual universe and what's really happening. I have my own personal mythologies, but I have no direct perception. You know, I cannot see the forge of creation, and, you know, I'm not a psychic. So I try to go by what most likely is true and what I can do some good with, which was create this book so people would be less frightened and confused by the phenomenon. Right. You know, are there real UFO, you know, aliens walking around? I have no idea. You know, do people get visited by angels? Oh, I don't know. I've never seen one. Can I design a synchronistic sequence where angels talk to me and give me things that I think I didn't know? Absolutely. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to mistake a series of coincidences for proof that something's real. So what I'm trying to do is say,
well, look, yeah, it's just a basic difference between objectivity and subjectivity.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question from Wade, who's a longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com, where our listeners get to ask questions of our guests. And Wade's wondering if you feel that serendipity is joined at the hip with synchronicity in that they can both achieve the same internal response. Now, you know, we must re-recognize the role of language in all this, because without language, we couldn't even discuss these things. And also, you know, our lack of a real solid definition of consciousness and how it operates. But so what do you think? Here's a language question.
You know, it could be just coincidence. It could be a lot of things. I think, you know, one of the important things to understand here is that this view I'm giving people is sort of like you're your own planet and you have your own gravitational field around you. Most people have seen these pictures like a gravity well. You know, it's sort of like you put a bowling ball in the center of the trampoline. It makes this depression. That's a planet. Something rolls by, starts circling, you know, like a moon. That's sort of the way synchronicity can work or appear to work in some ways. You're at the center. It's your activity that's going to give meaning to the events that are circling around you.
Yeah. Every man and woman is a star.
Yeah, so, you know, it's sort of like, as a psychotherapist, yeah, I can help someone, you know, understand what they're thinking and feeling and put it in some normalized perspective. But when synchronistic events are involved, the meaningfulness, I mean, there are meaningful by definition. The meaning has to be derived from the person experiencing the event. You can't have someone else come in and say, oh, well, this is what this means. No, because you're at the center. One of the maddening things in physics, for instance, is in relativity, the math doesn't work because it requires every individual point in the universe to be its own central locale and have its own unique mathematical relationship with every other point, which right. is also, so far beyond what we can do that it's laughable.
And it also needs a constant, which is the speed of light, which has actually been speeding up.
Right. On these wider scale things, you know, they're great to speculate on. The safest thing to do is synchronicity. The thing that will keep you sanest and give you the most pleasure and let you have the most fun is to assume that you're looking at reflections of your own thoughts. Now, some of your thoughts are going to be spot on. You know, even if there's no proof, you had an intuition, it's absolutely right. And some of your thoughts are going to be ludicrous. And not taking what you think too seriously is a great skill in this, and it opens up a lot of possibilities. Like, you know, I can't pontificate on the ultimate nature of the universe because, like, as far as I know, I'm only got the memories of this one lifetime, and it's going to take a lot longer than that to figure everything out.
Well, I've had some amazing, just mind-numbingly intense synchronicities in my life, many of which I've written down in books and whatnot. So you're kind of preaching to the choir, at least as far as I'm concerned, because I have been absolutely just convinced that there is a network and a web of meaningful coincidence that is not only the individual looking outward, every man and woman is a star, but it's an interrelationship between all these various stars, you know, that have this interlocking web of meaningful coincidence it's holographic in nature. It's who knows how many dimensional connections. And like you said, we don't really know, and we can't really say with any sort of certainty that any of this is true. But, well, I tell you, I agree. I think the evidence would suggest that there is an amazing, sort of program, software program going on, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, quite possibly. I mean, one of the interesting things for me is when I started out this investigation, you know, many years ago, you know, I first did like the very conservative scientific part, you know, training, see what's real and what's not. The general attitude of a lot of scientists is, and physicists, is that our ancestors were crazy. They believed in, you know, planes of existence and states of consciousness and all this nonsense, blah, 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 alternate realities and probabilities. The amazing thing now is science has kind of come full circle. I mean, if you study M theory, it's like there are alternative probabilities, and it's beginning to look like our ancestors who came up with all their metaphysical mumbo-jumbo, our shamans, you know, waving their bones and trying to talk to the spirits and talking about other worlds, they were as smart as we are.
Let's just stop it there. We've got to do our break. We've got more to come with Dr. Kirby Surprise and synchronicities. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So as we find out that our ancestors were not so dumb as we thought they were, Chris O'Brien's become a robot. Dr. Kirby, surprise, please continue.
So we now know that a lot of the things that we laughed at are probably true. Our ancestors didn't have the math, they didn't have the technology, and they didn't know how to run an experiment that would reproduce something so they could tell how true it probably was, but they had the same ranges of intellect and consciousness as we do.
So they didn't need ancient astronauts to come down upon high in spaceships and tell them a few things.
Absolutely not. I did a show with Shirley MacLaine a couple of years ago. She was just dying to have extraterrestrials as a source of life on Earth and, you know, asked me pointedly, you know, if the Earth was seeded by extraterrestrials, expecting me to say, oh, yeah, that's possible. And my response was, well, you know, the laws of physics and chemistry are the same everywhere in the universe. And there's absolutely no reason to believe that the universe isn't just lousy with life developed everywhere, because that's just the chemistry and physics of how things are everywhere.
Well, it's also the odds. There's tremendous odds to support that.
Absolutely. I mean, we've already found fossilized bacteria on Mars. So we know that a billion years ago, there was something there. You know, it may have just died out before it became, you know, anything that had legs, but there was life there. You know, we look out in space, we see organic molecules everywhere. There are some scientists that are reasonably arguing that a lot of the viruses we have may be falling in from space because life is so ubiquitous. You know, maybe our form of intelligent life with technology is unbelievably rare, but life itself is probably everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, that goes to say then it could be possible that one of those extraterrestrial races has become advanced enough to pay us a visit.
Well, it would be nice, but again, you know, there's no physical evidence that's credible, and why would you bother moving a physical object with such energy when if you could were based in consciousness itself, you could, for instance, you know, bump up to the astronomical plane, naturally exceed the speed of light, show up at your destination, and if you feel like being physical, incarnate. And again, everybody's myth is different. I'm looking for the actual evidence, you know, and, you know, it's like people go, well, there's spaceships at Area 51. Well, no, Area 51 is where the Air Force test flies cutting edge airplanes. So, you know, it's like when the aliens land and show me a physical spaceship and do the Tonight Show, then I'll believe. Until then, maybe, maybe not.
If we're going to explore a theory here about possible alien beings, even if they came here, would they even want to be known? Would they want to reveal themselves? I'm thinking of the beginning of the movie Star Trek Into Darkness, which was otherwise a poor remake of Star Trek II. But it is the edict of the Federation, don't interfere with the local populace. So would you think then that if E.T. were to come to Earth, and obviously we are more primitive than they are, they really wouldn't want to be known that they're here?
You know, I have no idea. I can offer a mythology, though. What if all the religions that talk about angels and celestial beings helping us out over time and teaching us are actually talking about technologically advanced consciousnesses, and that they're talking about it in the only terms that they had available at the time? And again, a lot of speculation that I don't go into. I'm trying to do just my little teeny area of synchronicity to show people that they can have an effect on the direction of their lives by choosing the direction of their thoughts.
You know, when you talk about controlling where your thoughts take you, this expands into a totally different direction, so I'll just do it briefly. There is a movie from 1979 called Somewhere in Time with Jane Seymour and Christopher Reeve, and Christopher Reeve plays a writer who becomes obsessed with a woman who lived in the late 19th century. In a sense, he falls in love with her, so he uses self-hypnosis to go back in time, except the spell is broken when he looks at his watch, which is a modern watch, and suddenly he's sent back to the present. Ever hear of that movie?
Yes, I have. It's been done as a horror film, too.
Okay, it's based on Richard Matheson's story.
Yeah.
Obviously, it extends the belief in what one can do to a very, very extreme extent.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I did a lot of research on which psychic phenomena are real and not. So for things like past life regressions, they did some massive studies on these reports. And what they found was that the details of what people were reporting, say someone reports that they lived in ancient Rome, and they give all kinds of details about, you know, what the markets were like and, you know, what the clothing was like and, you know, what the politics was like. Well, when you actually go back and fact check the individual details, what you find is that they're wrong. What they're reporting are things they've seen in the movies, like Cecil B. DeMille remakes of what Rome looked like. The same thing on remote viewing. You know,
well, same thing on hoaxed UFO photographs.
What?
The same thing on hoaxed UFO photographs. They all look like something out of the 50s. Adansky, Daniel Fry, you know, people like that, Billy Meyer.
Right, right. And when you look at, like, very ancient pictures of UFOs, the technology is reflected of the times. Like, you know, the Greeks saw chariots. In the Industrial Revolution, people saw rivets. You know, it's like they had all kinds of assumptions about what it would look like. So that's what it looks like. Remote viewing, almost every major country in the world and a lot of universities and, you know, the CIA, all kinds of people have had projects with millions of dollars lasting decades trying to make this work. So they could spy on each other. It doesn't work. You know, so synchronicity, though, like using it as reflection, creating your own consciously designed synchronistic events, not only does it work, it's easy, and people are already doing it.
I want to interrupt you with one thing here. I know you'll disagree. You're not familiar with the case. We had a guest on the show in the name of Dawes Smith a few years ago, and I want to bring him back. He did an experiment in remote viewing where he came up with something that seemed way, way, way ahead of the probability of chance in seeing something. Now, maybe he just lucked out. I don't know. Maybe he has studied his synchronistic abilities to an extent where he could do it better than a lot of other people. But I will agree with you, though, that whatever remote viewing is, whatever accuracy level it has, it's not nearly enough to be a reliable tool for anything.
Right. But synchronicity is a reliable tool for learning about the processes of your own unconscious.
Chris, do we have any questions? We have about a segment and a bit left.
Well, I don't know. Wade, again, has a question that is pretty interesting in light of what we're talking about. And he's wondering if maybe this whole idea of minimizing potential synchronicity into simple coincidences is not a good idea. And he's wondering that maybe we shouldn't dismiss things as just a coincidence, that we should maybe possibly look deeper into it. And at what point, I guess, do we cut off searching for meaning?
Oh, I think people should search for meaning in anything that's available their entire lives. I think that's one of the things that makes us truly human. You know, I think, the people I've seen that seemed rather soulless to me were the ones that stopped being curious, that were sure about what was going on.
What are some of the most amazing cases of synchronicity or coincidences that you're aware of? I know Carl Jung had some amazing examples, and some, including several personal examples. And again, this is from our lurker, Joey K22.
Before we have the answer, I want to just mention one more thing before we get to that final segment. And that is, we have the Paracast Plus with the ad-free version of this show, the After the Paracast podcast, show transcripts, a new video channel. It's available for you for a low subscription rate. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We continue our journey into the world of synchronicities with Dr. Kirby Surprise on the other side with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Dr. Kirby Surprise for our final segment, and Chris asked a question, a rather involved, fascinating question. Dr. Surprise, would you give us your answer?
So this is definitely a cop-out. I'll warn you ahead of time.
Go for it, man.
You know, one of the problems with synchronicity is that people who study it think it's an unusual thing that happens to special people. Like, you know, Carl Jung did this, and, you know, this happened to this famous person. These are extremely mundane events, and in anyone's life, they can appear to reach cosmically important proportions. My advice to the questioner was, stop worrying about synchronistic events and examples of other people and go make your own. You know, it's like it doesn't matter what happened to Carl Jung or somebody else or somebody else. You can do this yourself. You can. They will become more frequent, more intense, and more cosmic in scale the more you pay attention to them. And if you get overwhelmed, stop paying attention to them and they scale back because it's the energy of your attention that drives them. I'm not into fanboy kind of stuff. You know, I think that everybody should live their own lives to the fullest and do their own thing. And this is not a skill per se. This is something that you're already doing. You just need to focus on it and it becomes, the brain will stop filtering out them. Everybody walks around in clouds of these events every day. I mean, the average person probably has 100 synchronistic events they don't see every single day of their normal lives. When you start to look for them, you stop filtering them out. When you tell the brain by the focus of your attention, this is important, it starts to pick them out of the environment and show you them. The same way that we have learned to see through the camouflage in the grass to see where the antelope or the lion is. Once you start looking for it, you start to see it. You know, this is everybody's ability, not just something that happens to some special people.
We're just about out of time, Dr. Surprise. So let me ask you here with regard to your research. You wrote the book a few years ago. Where have you gone in your research since then?
You know, I wrote the book. I sort of said what I needed to say with synchronicity. I teach individuals how to use it or how to detangle sort of their delusions from it when they're presented to me. I'm a psychotherapist by trade. I work in crisis beds and with psychotic folks. And the interpersonal work I do with people is more important than synchronicity is. because people are more important than concepts. The research I've done, I set up patterns in the environments for years. I mean, I have made my environment dance to Star Wars or Tolkien or, you know, any mythologies, play chess with the environment, all kinds of stuff that you can do. But it's for self-awareness and amusement. And the only people that are going to be self-aware and truly amused by are the ones that are generating it themselves. At the moment, my life has sort of turned to studying hardcore neuropsychology. So at the moment, I'm studying frontal lobe function, things like that.
Wow. Well, it's really been educational and quite enlightening to have you on the show. It's a subject that, you know, kind of gets mentioned all the time in passing, but we really haven't, you know, really had someone like yourself that we could really dive into the whole subject. And I think we're just, you know, scratching the surface here. I think there's a lot more that can be discussed, and it'd be great to have you back at some point and kind of check back in with you.
Sure.
Excellent.
And I think our listeners really need to look at this and not just assume that everything we talk about has a paranormal explanation, that everything is outside of ourselves, that the power of a human mind seems to be just incredible. And the question I have, of course, is, as you're suggesting, maybe in the future we'll all become thought forms. What do we do to make that transition without destroying us?
I don't buy into the apocalyptic, you know, we're not meant to know this kind of philosophy. I think that none of us are going to see anything close to that in our lifetimes. I think that knowledge is a good thing. And I think that using synchronicity, you know, playfully, creatively, to have some fun with it. I mean, this is not a big, serious, heavy-duty subject necessarily, you know. This is a lot of fun. And I'm always very cautious. I mean, I know the planet's got environmental problems that we got to do something about. But, you know, I don't buy into the naturally apocalyptic mindset of, you know, there are things we're not meant to know or any of that stuff. I think that we have an absolutely amazing future in front of us.
Do you think we'll overcome then global warming and everything?
You know, I think that the next 10 to 15 generations are screwed. It's going to take a long time to fix this. I think that we're already seeing things that are hopeful, like oil prices are dropping because usage is going down. Solar and wind power have become economically on par with oil, and the prices are going to go down. And I think that what's going to happen is it's going to be cheaper to use renewable energy than it is to use oil. And that's the point where I think things really change. In the meantime, I think we're going to do devastating damage to the environment. Devastating. But, you know, nowadays, I think we're going to live through it, though. I think it's going to be awful, and it's going to take 300 years before the Earth resets. But I do think that, you know, we're sort of at the cusp of, you know, making it better now.
Yeah. From your mouth to synchronistic ears, or to the tulpa's ears.
Or to somebody's ears at any rate.
Well, we do invite you, Dr. Surprise. I'm trying to keep it formal but personal at the same time. You know, you're invited to come to the forum at, you know, theparacast.com, where we have a thread that's going to be talking about your appearance here on the show. And you're more than, be our pleasure to have you there answering some questions, because I'm telling you, this is really going to be an interesting topic of discussion after the show when people start posting about it.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Surprise, would you tell our listeners if they want to know more about what you do? Do you have a website or someplace they could follow up? Or is it all in the book?
Yeah, it's pretty much in the book. The book is available in Amazon. It's in 5 languages and just about any format you could possibly imagine. My real major work is I'm a psychologist. And at the moment, the last 8 years or so, I've been working for the Department of Corrections in California. And, working with, psychotic inmates. So I get to see, brain malfunction from every possible direction. So, one of the things I joke about, I'm kind of uniquely qualified to determine whether or not synchronicity is a form of mental illness, because, you know, that's my job, is to diagnose it.
Wow. Tough job, man.
Now, as far as we're concerned, there are lots of places you can find us. It's not just one. Let me, as they say, cite the ways. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We have two official Paracast fan clubs. Look for the Paracast fan club. One's a community, one's a group. And unless some Facebook maven could tell us how to put them together, if we kill one, we lose its contents. We can't just merge them. I mean, we can merge them technically with losing the contents. I don't want to do that. We also have that second radio show called After the Paracast. After the Paracast is color commentary, a wrap-up show, special interviews, and very much the unexpected. And you can find it if you become a member of the Paracast Plus. We also offer the ad-free version of this show, which is how it all got started, by special request. We have a Paracast video channel. We have our first offering up there. More will come soon. We also have Paracast show transcripts, just a few special episodes. It takes time to type up transcripts of 2 and 3 hour shows, but we're getting there. We'll get more as we progress. To explore what the Paracast Plus is all about, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. And we have low month to month, annual, 5 year, and even a lifetime subscription. Yes. For the rest of our lives or somebody's lives, you can join up with the Paracast Plus, support the show, and always get the newest things. We have other features in the works. We might even bring in a full-time chat room. We've got the glimmering of that now. Plus.theparacast.com. This has been a fascinating journey into the frontiers of reality. With Dr. Kirby Surprise, the book is Synchronicity, The Art of Coincidence, Choice, and Unlocking Your Mind. Dr. Surprise, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you very much.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.